Hey everyone, I'm Cheryl McColgan, founder of Heal, Nourish, Grow, and welcome to day 26 of the 30 Days Healthy Habits Challenge. Today, we're back to money. We did this one habit earlier in the challenge, and we're coming back to it again because, as we learned from the previous one, if you read any of the research or just listened to the podcast from before, that money is quite a source of stress for a lot of people. And this is no surprise, right? But it does show in the literature that making progress, making financial goals, and taking some of your financial stress away actually creates greater well-being. It just helps you feel more settled, less anxious, less stressed. So addressing money things now and again is a good idea. Obviously, I think we should be considering what we're consuming, what we're spending money on, that sort of thing every single day. But when you're doing these future plans or kind of more extended time frame things for savings, that's maybe not something that you're thinking every single day. So I didn't mean to say that. Obviously, you shouldn't be focusing on spending on a daily basis, but these kind of larger goals might be something that's more a once a week, once a month sort of thing. So back to today's habit is to make one future you money move today. And so this is going to be something that lowers financial strain and just gives you stronger financial capability in the future. And that's all associated with better health and well-being. It reduces stress, as I said before, creates stability. And having stability and having control of your finances supports other healthy habits as well. It gives you the finances and the ability to invest in other areas of your health if you need to. And it also, having less stress in your life makes all the behaviors easier to repeat when you don't have stress cropping up. So to give you some examples to make this easier, do something like set up an autosave program at your bank or on an app, taking $10, $20, $1,000, whatever works in your particular financial situation to automatically save each month. Automate a bill. Have a bill or two or all of them that are scheduled to pay every single month so that it takes the stress off of you remembering to send a check or to submit your payment online. Maybe increase your retirement contribution by 1%. This is an area that I'm really interested in because I have always been involved in some degree. Both my partners have been in finance, and I actually ended up doing a speech about it in college. But the compounding interest is such a huge thing. The earlier you start saving, even if it's a small amount, and when I say earlier, I'm like the younger that you start saving, that money just has more time to double and double and double again over time with the, you know, compounding interest. And if you start saving much later in life, it doesn't have as much time to grow. Now, that's not to say you still can't start, because like all of this, you can start anytime. But the younger that you start saving, the better. It'll just set you up much more in the future for having some, again, gains without having to do anything else. Once the money's in there and it's growing with interest, it's kind of just keeps building on itself. If the automation seems too much, maybe it's something like setting yourself a calendar reminder or writing a small financial plan, maybe for the next week or the next month. So we're doing it in 10 minutes or less. We're not like making a spreadsheet here or creating an empire of things. Of course, if you want to do that at some point, I think that's awesome. But this is just meant to be, again, a small, doable habit that doesn't turn you off from it. So setting up an automation, something quick like that, or setting aside more money to save is a good choice here. So if it's triggering too much stress, just do a small step, something in relation to it, and then stop. And you can always come back to this at a later date or give it some further thought when it comes for the weekly reset and reflect. As always, the studies are linked in the email that you received and in your tracker. And if you haven't joined yet, that link to join is healnourishgrow.com/habits. You can join anytime. It's never too late. That's probably the theme of this series so far. But I hope you enjoyed this, and I will see you again tomorrow.
This has been the Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast. Again, I'm Cheryl McColgan, founder of Heal, Nourish, Grow. You can find show notes for this episode at healnourishgrowpodcast.com. If you have feedback on today's episode or questions about the content, please email us at podcast@healnourishgrow.com. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to sign up for our email list at healnourishgrow.com and subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. Join us next time for more information that helps you live your best and healthiest life. Thanks for listening. Content on the Heal Nourish Grow podcast does not constitute medical advice. Content contained in the Heal Nourish Grow podcast is not intended as medical diagnosis or treatment. Neither the company nor its owner, Heal Nourish Grow LLC, nor any of the company's employees, agents, or guest speakers provide medical advice. The content provided on Heal Nourish Grow podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Please consult your medical provider with any questions about what health practices are right for you.